record! Not this record! Not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records, and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
May I say, before this record spins to a close.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, it's an hour of house music. Now, hang on to your dancing shoes for just a second. It's not what you think. My interest in taking this excursion sparked by a real estate listing that popped up for the home that Bruce Springsteen composed Born to Run in, a little shack on the Jersey Shore that's going for just under $300K. If you got some cash in the bank and a song in your heart, baby, maybe you were born to buy. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Strap your hands, cross my engines. Together we go. just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on. Picked up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. Then I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side. I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off.
He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, no, I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
Yeah, take a load off, Fanny. Take a load.
Granddaddies of the at-home music makers, The Band, who dreamed up the song The Wait for the album Music from Big Pink in that ranch house in the Catskills where they also made the basement tapes with Bob Dylan. Interestingly, their next record would be recorded in somebody else's home, Sammy Davis Jr.'s rented palace in Hollywood. Bruce Springsteen before that, Born to Run, dreamed up in a Long Branch, New Jersey shack that is now on the real estate market in the New York area. It would take a lot more than $300K to snap up the sprawling estate known as Friar Park that was once the home of George Harrison in England. But before that, it was the home of a gentleman named Sir Frankie Crisp, and George honors him with this song from his album All Things Must Pass.
looks in the gutter for something to smoke. And 200 kids in one red mini moke scream down the street fully loaded. Day in the city, oh what a beauty. I could be in Berkshire where the poppies grow so pretty.
English country cottages were the birthplaces of the songs you've just heard on the Vinyl Experience. Aston Turold in Berkshire was the place where Traffic hung out, making their first record Dear Mr. Fantasy and getting to know each other in a hippy-dippy kind of way. Same for Led Zeppelin in the Welsh countryside at a little place called Bronner Air. Two songs in their catalog are named for that getaway, including the Bronner Air Stomp from Led Zeppelin III, and George Harrison honored the owner of his Friar Park Estate in the Ballad of Sir Frankie Crisp. A Tudor mansion, which was the home of actress Jane Seymour in Bath, England, was where Radiohead cooked up their OK Computer album. Here's Karma Police on the Vinyl Experience.
this is what you'll get when you mess with us. I see her face. But the way you treat her, it fills me with rage, and I wanna tear apart the place.
symphony you hum when you're awake. And love's a crying baby, mama warned you not to shake. And love's the best sensation hiding in the lion's mane.
Homemade music featured today on The Vinyl Experience, and David Gray's breakthrough White Ladder was recorded in a London flat. The song Can't Get Through to Myself, a hidden track featured only on the original vinyl LP release. Before that, Iron and Wine and Lion's Mane from the LP The Creek Drank the Cradle, which was made on a four-track in Sam Beam's living room in Florida. And The White Stripes, Truth Doesn't Make a Noise, the LP Distill, recorded in 2000 in Jack White's living room. The Rolling Stones ran away from the UK as tax exiles, but they hold up in some pretty swank digs in the south of France, a home called Nelcote in Villefranche-sur-Mer on the French Riviera. There they created their masterpiece, Exile on Main Street.
Smile. your face and a tear out in your eye. Oh, couldn't seem to get a line on you, my sweet honey love. Over to a jangling dynasty, making the door ride every woman that you meet.
One of these stop and play its final beat. But it's alright. Easy for you to say.
Dave Grohl wanted to get back to making Foo Fighters records the old-fashioned way, so he holed up in his own garage, put together an analog studio with tape recorders and the console from the famous Sound City studio in L.A. The result? Wasting Light, and the song One of These Days. Next, we're off to Quebec for some communal music making from Arcade Fire and Rush.
Mother's kiss.
The studio was a place in Quebec where artists could live and work, as Rush did when they recorded Subdivisions in 1982, a song about places where people live and work. Same subject for Arcade Fire's The Suburbs, also a home recording, a number of group members related. Naturally, it makes sense that their Quebec digs have nurtured their music through the years. Speaking of which, one of the most nurturing home songs ever. And it's a real-life love story.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
That's The Vinyl Experience. The domestic life was never more blissfully portrayed than by Graham Nash in his chronicle of the brief but sweet time he shared with Joni Mitchell in her Laurel Canyon cottage, our house. Make yourself at home in the archives at prn.fm and rtds.ca for more Vinyl Experience. LPs spin 24/7 on iHeartRadio's Vinyl Experience station. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.